Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus wants all kinds of helpers. Big helpers to take care of kids or drive cars. And little helpers like you to share your toys and put your dirty laundry where it goes. Let's sing. Who is Jesus' helper?
Who is Jesus' helper doing all he can? I am Jesus' helper, tiny though I am. Who is Jesus' helper? Who will help today? I am Jesus' helper. I will him obey.
One time I was having a picnic with my friends. They brought yummy watermelon. I didn't bring any watermelon. But guess what they said? You can have some too. That was so nice of them. It's so nice to share. Let's sing the sharing song.
Two apples and I am glad. You have no apple and that's too bad. I'll share my apples for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do. I have two cookies and I am glad. You have no cookie and that's too bad. I'll share my cookies for I love you. And that's what Jesus wants me to do.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am made of flour, the kind you eat. I am brown or white. You slice me to make a sandwich or toast. What am I?
Bread.
I'm bread. Do you like bread?
Yeah.
I do. Yummy. Next one. I grow on a tree. I am a fruit on a tree. I can be red or yellow or green. I'm sweet and crispy. What am I?
Apple.
An apple, of course. Last one. I am a sweet dessert. I can be round and held in your hand to eat. You bake me in an oven. You can add nuts and raisins or coconut to me. Take a looky. What am I?
Cookie.
A cookie. These three are all foods that are easy to share. It's so nice to receive food when you're hungry, isn't it? Our story today is about a little boy who shared his lunch. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, please teach us how to know your love for us as we hear our Bible story today. In Jesus' name, amen. When Jesus lived on our earth, the boys and girls liked listening to his stories. One day, a boy heard that Jesus was coming nearby. We can call that little boy Little Lad. Little Lad wanted to see Jesus, so his mommy packed him a lunch. What a nice mommy. Little Lad joined the crowd of people going to see Jesus. Soon he was standing on a beautiful mountainside, listening to Jesus tell stories. Wouldn't that have been so wonderful to hear the stories right from Jesus? Everyone was so interested in what Jesus had to say. The day went by so quickly. They were so busy listening. Guess what they forgot? They forgot to eat. The people had even forgot to bring food with them. They didn't realize they'd be gone for so long. When it was dinner time, the people needed to go home because they had no food. But Jesus didn't want to send them away hungry. Sometimes when you're really hungry, you become really weak, and it would have been hard to get home. Jesus told his helpers, "Feed the people." How? How could the helpers feed the people? They didn't have any food. But then they met Little Lad, You remember that little boy who had a lunch from his mommy? Then they met little lad and told Jesus about him. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Little lad decided he would share his lunch with Jesus. Wasn't that nice? Then Jesus took the little boy's food and he asked God's blessing on it. The little boy wondered, "How's my lunch going to feed all those people? There's not enough." But he waited for Jesus to finish his prayer. Then something wonderful happened. As Jesus broke the bread and gave it to his helpers to hand out, he never ran out of food. There was always more bread. He'd break off a piece, hand it out, and there was still more. Break off a piece and hand it out. There was still more. Everybody's tummy was full. There was so much food. There was even leftovers. That night, little lad told his mommy how Jesus had used his own lunch to feed so many, many, many people. When little lad shared his lunch, was he being selfish? No, he was being so kind. Jesus wants us to be unselfish too. Do you want to be unselfish like little lad? Jesus can do wonderful things when we share. Let's give to Jesus and see how he will bless it. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Matthew 14:16. Jesus said, "You give them something to eat." Point to heaven when we say, "Jesus said." Then point to a grown-up when we say, "You." Then pretend like you're putting food in your mouth when we say, "Give them something to eat." Point to heaven, point to a grown-up, then pretend to put food in your mouth. Jesus said, "You give them something to eat." Matthew 14:16. Now let's try it together. Jesus said,
You give them.
Something to eat. Matthew 14:16. It's time to pray. Let's fold our hands. And you can repeat after me.
Dear Jesus,
please help us.
Please help us.
Always be unselfish.
Always be unselfish.
Just like little lad.
Just like you down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our closing song today is called "With God," borrowed with permission from the home place. It was impossible to feed the whole group with one boy's lunch, but not with God. With God, nothing is impossible.
Matthew 19:26.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.